In her long-term study of song sparrows, Margaret Morse Nice found that the amount of precipitation each summer is directly related to the number of song sparrow young produced, because rainfall is directly related to how many insects are about, and insects are the main food most songbirds feed their young. We've had plenty of rain this year, so well spaced that for the first time in decades, my yard has a good supply of slugs. Not that I particularly enjoy them, but their success was due to the same factors that kept baby bird numbers high. I have a regular bird bath in my yard, and in August got one with a tiny recirculating waterfall. Early in the month, I started seeing families of Nashville and Blackburnian warblers coming into the bird baths, the recently fledged young still following and occasionally being fed by their parents. Warblers are always on the move by early August, but seeing whole families early in the month was confirmation that they'd had a good year. So it's not at all surprising that we're seeing plenty of flycatchers, vireos, warblers, and tanagers visiting people's bird baths and fruit trees now. My friend Tom, who lives in Madison, Wisconsin, has a female ruby-throated hummingbird whose first nestling just fledged on September 8th. This is almost certainly a second or third nest, and it's late enough that she probably successfully reared at least one brood already. The number of hummingbirds in my own yard has been astonishing right now. They're doing a little squabbling at the feeders, but most of the action has been up in the trees where I can watch them zipping about erratically, chasing tiny insects or, I think, sipping tiny droplets of sap oozing from branches. I haven't seen an adult male since August 30th, but there are so many young birds and adult females that I feel pretty confident that they had good breeding success, too. If I were only looking at my feeders, though, I'd suspect their numbers were down. Natural food is too abundant. The other factor involved in this year's unprecedented numbers has nothing to do with birds at all. Carl Barden, the head hawk counter at Hawk Ridge, is the first counter we've had who has been totally committed to counting every migrant over the ridge, and his skill at identifying even tiny distant specks down to species is astonishing. Back in the 80s and 90s, a handful of us were counting non-raptors from the Lakewood pumping station. We did a really good job for that era, but both optics and birder knowledge and skills have improved since then. And Carl and the team he works with are at the top of this era's world-class birders who can tease out identities of way more birds than I could 20 years ago. Most days, the number of non-raptors at the ridge has exceeded 1,000, and sometimes many times that. So what do all these numbers mean? Some people on Facebook have been fretting that our early large migration is a sign of an impending severe winter, but that's ridiculous. We've clearly had a great summer for baby bird production, with enough nests doing well early enough that many birds were able to head out early. This is great news for them, allowing them to capitalize on the abundant food right now. And favorable weather is pushing a large percentage of the birds out there our way to be seen, enjoyed, and counted. Our hawk migration is also going well, with the first days of over 1,000 just starting, and the huge push is yet to come. If you want to see what the fuss is all about, come on up to Hawk Ridge. You'll be glad you did. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.